Blog Talk Radio.
Commit to someone when you're dating and you're
you're in divorce court. And I often would tell women, don't get into a relationship with a man that is still married. Although they're separated, you don't know what happened. But there were so many men because it was open. I made clear that it was open because I didn't want people to go around and speculate and lie and gossip and say stuff they had no idea. So my pastor and his wife knew that I was going through a separation. There were so many men that approached me in the church. I promise you, women, open your eyes. Don't be stupid, because the men play games like it ain't nobody's business. And even though you are separated with a pending divorce, waiting on the paperwork to be approved, these men will come at you in all shapes, form, and fashion. They will tell you how good you look. They will tell you how beautiful you are. And we're talking about the church now. They will tell you that their wife is not sexually satisfied, their gratification, fulfillment, desire of their sexual promiscuity. They will come and tell you, if the opportunity presents itself, you will be my wife. They will tell you, ain't nobody like you, and they will take you in places that they know don't nobody know that they're at, because they don't associate or even go in certain areas. So if you live on the east side and they may live on the north side, so if they don't have no people at their church or family that live on the east side, they will take you to restaurants that is very familiar with where you're at, but they don't know nobody, so they think. You will get men that will hide behind pornography. There are so many men that are on social dating sites under different type of names to get into your booty, because these men are nasty. They are pornography addicts, and they want to do what they see, and somebody has given them the up and up. I promise you, in a lot of these churches, denominations, you got a men's club that do nothing but pass along women like they pass in toilet paper and tissue. I promise you. They come with different things. And then if they're married, lo and behold, the games that they play when they're married. Because they'll turn around and have a collar on and preach down fire brimstone. But turn around and they will anoint you. I recall at my former church, this big black preacher here in Chicago who was totally nasty. I mean, out of the range of nasty. Made a dog look like a king compared to his nastiness. And we were standing in church for foot washing service. And this preacher turned around and he put his hand on this girl's chest. And I said, that is so out of order. So out of order. Because, see, he was looking at her. He was looking at her. And I was looking at him. I said, yeah, you want some. Because the girl already was hot and desperate. She wanted to be married. Women, there's nothing wrong with wanting to be married. But, honey, it's married to who? What type of man? And this man, he was very, very forward in what it is, in his actions. So, but he'd go behind a pulpit, and some of these leaders, archbishops, jurisdictional bishops, overseeing bishops, you all fall for it because y'all are just as nasty as they are. And when they turn around and they do certain things, guess what happens? Woman cry loud, then you want to call her a hoe. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. There's a very large number of religious leaders that claim to be serving God, but they are playing games with women. And they do this. These men get money from out of their own account. I think I shared this with you all before, but I'm going to go back to it anyway. I'm working on something. I promise you, I'm working on something. And I met this madam when I was doing my prison ministry training, and she happened to be serving a little short sentence along with a family member of mine that was in there on burglary charge. But anyway, so I met this woman. She told me, she said, oh, I service a whole lot of men in the Church of God in Christ. Baptist Church, Lutheran Church, Methodist Church, Presbyterian Church, CME Church, AME Church. They literally cashed their checks with her because she had a bank account at one particular bank, which used to be in business, called First National Bank of Chicago, those men had an account at the same bank she had it. But the woman had money. She was a madam here in Illinois. And they went to her for the girls because the men felt that when she would interview them, why did they want a private escort service? They told her to fulfill their fantasy that their wives couldn't feel. So my thing is, wow. I said, so they don't want to talk with their wives about what they would like to do when they're intimate with each other. Now, as you all know, Farrah Fawcett Majors died of anal cancer that was due to the effects of having sex in her behind. And so that's where the scabella comes out. Your bowel movement is released from that. That's a waste area. It's not an area for you to put your penis in and want to go all up in there through the, you know, the anal canal where God created the anal for the bowel movement to come out of. But the men become sexually addicted to what they see in porn. If many of you all know, on one of the reality shows, one of the stars was introduced to a guy that is in porn. He runs the porn industry. And with him running the porn industry, I want to be married. I want a family. I want a wife. Yeah, but you sticking your penis in all that different women. Little or not, a lot of these men have secret closets that wives don't know about in their mind. They ain't got to have it at home because it's too obvious at home. But women, you look for love, and it's nothing wrong for desiring to be loved and looking for love. But you need to be careful with the kind of love that is being brought to you. And that love is not the love of God. It's not the love that would transpire between two people who are in love with each other. It's not even love. It's called lust. And a lot of these men go on social websites. They have behind certain names. They turn around, and then, oh, they big shot big wigs in the church. You'd be surprised who you come across. I promise you, you'd be surprised. They hide. They look for certain women to appease their services. So a lot of them, when they go to these conventions, I don't care if it's Church of God of Christ, I don't care if it's Baptist, I don't care if it's the Nation of Islam, I don't care who it is. There's a lot of women that get suckered into that because what happens is that these men attempt to prepare them to be a future wife. But women, they're not making you a future wife. They're making you their hoe until they get tired of you and they find somebody else. They're not going to marry you, including these men that have sick wives, and they be sitting around talking about, well, when my wife dies, I'm going to come to you, and I want you to be the woman that you are with me now. That is a freaking fantasy. That ain't no love with your nasty butt. A lot of them do that. They'll take you out to dinner. They will take you out to dinner. They will turn around and woo you with maybe $100. They'll woo you with $100 and turn around and you think, oh, he loves me. No, he don't. Because I've seen some men, and I personally know some men, that turn around and they will sleep with other women and they'll sleep with them when they're pregnant. And they know they ain't their wife because they make false pretenses and hopes of thinking, oh, we're going to be together. No, they don't. And a lot of these men don't want to be bothered with their wives because their wives, they have not sat down intimately to get to know that woman. There are some women that would not mind being in the bedroom with you that you're married to if you open up and talk to them, but you don't do it. What you do, you go and you get you a hoe. Or you get your woman that's already got kids because for some reason, some men think that if you're already divorced or you're single and you had children from somebody a long time ago, they already think that you're putting out anyway. They already think that. And then when you date these men, especially have a high-profile name, you got to be careful. They're not going to consider you as a wife. You're just a filling station. You just come to fill in for them when they come to town to preach. A lot of them leave their wives at home on purpose. So they won't see, they won't let their wives see what they're doing. They'll come and have you to, they'll bring some massage oil and say, would you, oh, I got some emails. I got like over 40,000 of these emails. And I got names. I got names. I promise you, I got names. And they have shared with me. The listeners have shared with me, emailed me, stories and experiences that they have encountered with these men. They will take them to offset of places, hotels, that's at a resort. And understand, men, you're not as smart as you think, because let me tell you something. Where you being sneaky at, there's a lot of people that does business with credit cards. Say, for instance, let me help you out, man, because some of y'all are so careless that you don't know what you're doing. I got friends that work in the hotel industry. They work in the hotel industry. And you know, at the end of the day, each shift does a tally, right? So say if they work at 6 to 3:30, there's a tally of sales that they projected with cards from reservations that were made. And the men are not going to put it. Now, sometimes the men are put in the woman's name, but they'll pay for it with their card. Those cards are traceable. Mm-hmm. They're traceable, and when they're traceable, guess what pops up in the system? Your name. Because when they count that in, it's just like retail. When you closing down your register, you basically are tallying up the credit card, the cash, each credit card, American Express, Discover, Visa, MasterCard, Black Gold, Platinum, Premium, all of that. And what happens is that they tally up how many sales they made in American Express, how many sales they made in Visa, how many sales they made with Discover, how many they made with MasterCard. It goes on, the list goes on and on. It used to be people used to use traveler's checks. But now, when you do this, they tally it up. But don't you have any shame that the person that's tallying up all your sales, when they come to the business office, will turn around and see your name? Your credit card number follows your name, along with your password. But the women are dumb enough to do this. They go into this phase. When he say he loves me, or he says he wants me to be his wife, women, don't be a dummy. Follow for a trick. Try to get a treat. And then there are some men that will literally say, if I buy another house and put you in it, will you stay there so I can come there? Ooh-wee. Oh, yes, they'll do it. And they'll tell their wives, I got to go to a meeting. And the meeting I got to go to basically is somewhere that, you know, it's just the men only, and I'm roommating with one of the elders or one of the ministers or one of the reverends. You a liar. You land up with a woman. And you keep her in that room because, women, he's not going to be seen in places with you among anybody. If he take you somewhere, he's going to take you away. Or if he's going to fool with you, he's going to fool with you at where you stay and come when he think ain't nobody going to be looking. Woo! That's what they do. Then when the wives try to call at the hotel, I promise you. Oh, we were at a late meeting. We eating sushi. Do you all not look at Lifetime miniseries? Y'all need to look at some of this stuff. Because this is how men get caught up in the stuff. Then when you meet a crazy woman, and I do mean crazy, beyond civil, you turn around and you do what? Oh, she lying. She just trying to be. No. Because, see, some of you all already storing up stock to marry your next hoe to kill your wife. Yes, I have a lot of listeners that email me that about a lot of preachers that was messing with them. They promised, gave them a promise ring and everything. But my thing is, women, don't be a dumb dog, okay? Don't be a dumb dog. Don't be a dumb lassie. Lassie was very smart. Don't be a dumb lassie. If that man got a wife, what makes you think he's going to leave his wife to come and just give up everything to be with you? That's what I want to get you on. You don't put the pressure on him, but you don't allow him to come into your life to make your life miserable, to get confused with you. They want to sleep with you. They want to through you, that want to get up in you when they are frustrated with whatever they're dealing with, because a lot of these men did not marry these women on a positive note. They married them under a false pretense, meaning what? That they turn around and they did what? They married these women based on shotgun, got pregnant, and their daddies and their mamas forced them to marry them. So my thing is, the man take you to the hotel, they take you to the motel, and then when they take you to the motel, that man take you to a sleaze place. A sleaze place that sells porn. How about that? Because they already know that they only going to be there with you for a minute. They'll take you to 4 to sleep hour hotels and whatnot for you to do whatever it is, and then y'all can go and lay up and everything else. That's what they do. They'll buy you clothes, you know, but they have to be, they have to have a separate account because they don't want the stuff to come back. Non-statements. That's why they ask you, do you want to stay in the house or do you want to opt out? There's a... I'm sorry, but it's the truth. It's the truth. These men search for women on all type of dating sites. Let me tell you, there are thousands of dating sites. But the top 10, the top 10 best free dating sites, you do the math. You do the homework. I'm not going to tell you. I want you to do the math. I want you to do the homework. But let me explain something to you. This is how you get yourself in a ruckus. And men, if you are unhappy with your wife and you do not want to go get counseling, then you should not be getting married, period. And women, don't let the man come lay up in your house or come to your house all time of the night past 2 o'clock in the morning to come to give you some and then tiptoe out the door where the kids can't hear. Come on now. Don't play yourself cheap. Don't play yourself cheap because he's using you as a trick. He's playing a game. He's playing a game. And when he's done with you, he's done with you. They're going to tell you something, especially if you're in the church. They'll turn around and act like they don't know who you are. Or they'll come past you and tap you on the shoulder. Hey, sweetie, God bless you. And look at you in your eye and squeeze your fingers or squeeze your hand. Some of these men will jaw-jack to other men about you. And then which will give the other men the opportunity to come at you and to come at you because they already told about you. My husband and I was watching this show. It was on Lifetime. It was actually on cable. And it was called The Deadly Love. But it was this girl. She was mentally ill. Didn't nobody know her. But she looked pretty, little Southern country girl. Just, oh, I just love diaries. I love teddy bears. And I just want, I'm going to have a family, and I'm going to dream my wedding, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and blah, 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 blah. And she met a guy that was married. The guy would only deal with her at the hotel. And so he finally got to the point that after he used her, got his rocks off, he spermed all up in her. Okay, I'm coming at your heart. That's what he did. He said, honey, look, divorce takes time, okay? It could be 9, 10 years, who knows? This man really wasn't trying to leave nobody. He just was having fun, okay? Quote, quote, in beginning quote, F-U-N, capitalized, fun. So he turned around and told his friend about it. But see, the girl was so hurt by the guy that she set him up, and when she set him up, she literally set this fool up, this guy, and she ignited his apartment, and she set his house on fire with him in it. They couldn't trace it. They just ruled it out as being arson. So the guy that she was turned out to, she turned around, and now he was engaged to be married to somebody else. This girl picked up and moved to the city, which was here in Chicago, up north near Lake Forest, and she got a job. And she fantasized and got a whole billboard full of pictures of him. He's going to be my husband. I done told my family about him. Blah, blah, blah. So and so and so and yada, yada, yada. So he turned around and he was like promiscuous. So finally, after he just screwed up a few times, he said, you know, I'm just a dog. I ain't no good. I'm getting ready to get married. I don't want you. And he just came at her. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to tell you like that. I didn't mean to. But, I'm messed up, and I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have got a fire. I should have quit when I was supposed to quit. but you made promises to a crazy woman. So guess what? When he got married, she took the picture out of the newspaper of him and his wife that just got married. They weren't even married for a week. And turn around, the girl went and paid a lot of money to go up to Lake Forest with the taxi cab driver, and she turned around and she brought a beautiful welcome basket full of wine and cheese and crackers and whatever. And she said, oh, we just want to welcome you to the neighborhood. And she's looking all in the house and looking around the house and, oh, I would love a house like this. So she got on, her wheels was turning. Man, listen. And so she turned around. The wife was like, okay, this strange girl, okay, she gave me a welcome gift. So turn around. The door was open accidentally, and the wife was in the house, and the girl walked in there, and it went to where he was at. So he was up at the cabin cleaning the cabin out because now he want to bring his little cabin bachelor hole pad to his wife so they can go up there and be able to go away when time when they want to be away from it, you know, everything. Turn around, and come back. He comes to the house that night. His wife is dead on the floor with the little charm bracelet, because this girl wore a charm bracelet. With the first guy that she murdered, she took his charm bracelet, his ring, and put on her charm bracelet. So she took the dead wife's wedding band and rings, and she sawed it off with a fingernail file and put a copy of a charm bracelet there to let him know, I've been here, I was the one that did it. But the girl sat up in the car, and she needling and knitting and everything, and just no facial expression, no emotional travesty, no nothing. She like, what a wonderful day in the neighborhood. That's what she was doing while she was knitting. She had no type of thing. So what happened was the defense lawyer went and got the psychologist, which administered the truth serum. This chick beat the truth. She beat the truth serum. And she framed that man for killing his wife, and he didn't kill her. But he was honest to say, yeah, I screwed her before I got married, but I should have cut it out. But, you know, he was trying to get out of it. But see, she killed the wife, not the husband. But she made it, the defense lawyer made it very, very good to the jury, because he was, he married this woman, she was an heiress. And if she died, he was coming into $110 million. So she used that to get that girl off and the husband serving time in jail. See, that's when you meet a crazy woman. But see, men, you are so stupid towards things that you're doing. You go to hotels, you sleep with different women, you mess with different women. And men in the church, you know what, don't go around whoring around with all the women. My husband and I have a friend of mine that found out his caught his wife in the bed with another preacher, and the clergyman was doubling up the marriage to adulterous. That's what I don't understand. So now what lets me know now in the church that no matter what is wrong, you still gonna make it right. Oh Lord, I'm sorry, but it's out. The secret is out. Women, don't fall for the trick that these men do to get you in a situation to make you be a whore. Don't let them whore you out. And wives, you better know who the devil you married to. I promise you. Because these men play these games. Credit cards, bank accounts, cars. You better check the seats. You better check the cars. You better look at the account. Because women, those who are single or have been married before or just had children, don't be a dummy to the game that men play and stop feeding into it. Because nothing comes out of it at the end. Ooh, Lord Jesus, help us, Lord. But they don't talk about this in the church. Let's be real. This is what goes on. That's why they use social media sites to hide behind who they are, to pick up tail and breasts. Oh, I promise you. It's going on. But women, you need to be careful. Stop setting yourself up. Don't let these men lure you into a relationship of adultery and fornication and making promises to you that is not right. that is not right. And this is how you get hurt. So until next time, God bless.